Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, it's exactly what it is, a stepping stone of wisdom. But how do you know when you're being stupid? Well, it'll come haunt you. Don't worry about it. You know, it's funny how media companies, we're a big media company. Entrepreneur Media, huge all around the world. But media companies don't all look at your opinion as an asset. Some of them think of it as a liability. And it's interesting because opinions should be made. They should be kind of the pulse of what is going on in our world today. And the internet is very good at that. Our first guest up today is Mike Donahue. And I could be saying it wrong. If I am, then correct me, Mike, when I get you on the radio here. But he's the founder and CEO of Alpha Group. And Alpha Group is an incubator for tech and media products. What the heck is a media product? Well, I think we'll spend a little bit of time working on this, because what it boils down to is that this company, Alpha Group, has products like The Tilt, Pigeon, Project Text, and Elsewhere. And like some of these I've not heard of, but at the end of the day, and we'll talk to the guy that runs The Tilt in just a little bit too, because The Tilt to me is where your opinion actually counts. And I think this is what is important. I had no idea that some companies, even though I know I don't like getting, you know, negative opinions when people are leaving their comments, and that some comments sections are being removed from websites. But Mike Donahue, maybe you could talk a little bit about this. Thanks for being with us. Am I saying it right, Donahue?
That's exactly right.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being with us. First of all, tell us a little bit about Alpha Group and what you guys are doing, because this is very interesting to me, and I hope it is to the listeners too.
That sounds great, Alan. Thank you. So with the Alpha Group, we are the in-house incubator for Advance Local, who in and of themselves is an incredibly innovative, large news and media organization. But really, our charge is to sort of take a long view of the tech and media space and sort of capitalize on opportunities that we see in that space by creating minimally viable products. So products that have a strong hypothesis around them, and ultimately building them into businesses as we confirm those hypotheses and sort of see our users or our potential clients start to enjoy the products and grow.
All right. Well, let's use The Tilt. What is The Tilt? And then I think people will understand what you're talking about because of this whole thing with the comments section disappearing on many websites and how people's opinions should count, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So The Tilt, we're really fortunate. The Tilt is actually the largest and fastest growing social polling and opinion platform on the web. Essentially, when we founded The Tilt, you know, we as consumers were kind of looking at the space, the social space, different media companies, and, you know, we knew the frustrations that people had in terms of shouting into the void of social media or feeling as though your comment in an individual comment section didn't really matter. So ultimately, what we endeavored to do was to create a property that made the opinions of our audience the focal point of our storytelling. At the end of the day, we wanted young people's opinions to count in a meaningful way, and we wanted to give them a space to, you know, really have those opinions resonate with the rest of the community. Hmm.
See, it's funny because I don't typically comment anymore unless it's one of my friends that I feel like will read it. Because I know that a lot of these comments that I'm leaving are either being, you know, shut down or not heard at all. So I think this is very interesting where you guys are actually taking a hard look, and you're calling this polling. At the end of the day, you are somehow framing up this question that you really do want the answer to from the opinions of the audience out there. I think this is freaking brilliant. Let me take a little break here. We'll come back and talk to Kyle, who's running this whole thing for you. And we'll find out from Kyle what The Tilt is all about, how it works, and how your opinions can actually be heard and used for some good. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly all across America and around the world Your opinions count here. Check out thetilt.com if you want more information during the commercial break. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, your opinions count with Entrepreneur. So I seek out companies that will help your opinion count out in the world as well. Mike Donahue is on. He's the founder and CEO of Alpha Group. They're an incubator. One of the companies they've incubated like a little chicken is The Tilt. And joining us right now from The Tilt is the general manager, Kyle Lally. Kyle, maybe you could explain, how does The Tilt work? Because I want to make sure people know about this. It's already fast growing. I want to help it grow faster because at the end of the day, everybody knows they're leaving opinions all over the place. They're wasting their time. They're wasting their digits. I don't want to waste my digits. I want my digits to count, right? Every one of them. So how does it work?
So we have a team of editors and journalists who take the topics that people are talking about every day and they frame them up. And they frame them up into a binary, and they present both sides. And we allow people to vote on our site. We have a widget that travels across the web and can be embedded in content that allows people to vote in maybe more of a traditional polling experience that uses the opinions of the audience to kind of frame up the sides. It uses content that, you know, others have written as well as ourselves to frame up both sides. And we also poll across social media platforms where, you know, people are sharing millions of opinions constantly. And we want to leverage that to be able to take the pulse, as you said, of how people feel. And that could be in the form of maybe a more fun question, like, could Luke Skywalker's lightsaber cut through Captain America's shield? to which the audience and the internet at large believes that Luke Skywalker's lightsaber can indeed cut through Captain America's shield. So sorry for all you Avengers Endgame fans out there.
Right.
And then we ask maybe questions that are more culturally relevant to people or maybe more important in the zeitgeist, such as, should high schools be required to teach financial literacy? And the overwhelming response is that, yeah, people believe that schools should be required to teach kids about money. And we poll in real time. And so as we are writing these topics, we put them out to the audience, to the internet at large. We're kind of taking all of these opinions in and in real time showcasing how people feel about these topics.
So this is a consumer social polling experience, which I think is brilliant. My question is, what about political topics?
So we touch upon culture, politics, entertainment, and sports as, you know, top-level categories of content, which is, you know, pretty much all-encompassing. One of the political topics that we've asked continually is, should the U.S. withdraw from Afghanistan, as an example? And we want to know, you know, how young people feel about this. At the moment, the real-time voting showcases about 60 to 40 that, you know, people believe that, you know, we should leave Afghanistan. And that's what the opinion that we're reflecting of the internet is.
God, I love this, you guys. This is freaking brilliant. The question I have is, what is the demographic of who is using The Tilt, this, you know, online social polling experience? You guys, we should all go check it out. But what is the demographic real quick?
The core demographic are millennial and Gen Z. So, you know, typically about 18 to 35. Certainly there's topics that we cover where the topic of interest is outside of that demographic. But the bulk of people that participate and are sharing their opinions across these topics are millennials and Gen Z.
Are you hoping to be able to expand that to an older audience like myself? I personally, I think this is brilliant. And I think that if more people knew about it, of course, radio drives the web, so hopefully this will help you guys out a little bit. But I think that you would get an older audience as well. I think this is the kind of polling we should be doing when we're hearing about, you know, CNN poll or Fox poll or whoever, whatever side you're on. Matter of fact, hold tight. Let's get on the other side of the break here. This stuff is brilliant. Kyle Lelly and Mike Donahue, Alpha Group, and one of their products, The Tilt, thetilt.com, advancealphagroup.com for Mike. You guys, I want to keep going on this because I know that this will also be a fantastic tool for businesses and brands. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, it's so important that our opinions be heard. I don't know how to say it any different than that. And they just get drowned out in so much of the social media that we have today. I mean, seriously. So why not find a place where your opinion is not only heard, but it's counted? We're talking about The Tilt, thetilt.com. Joining us right now is Mike Donahue. He's a founder and CEO of Alpha Group and advancealphagroup.com on the web. And Kyle Lelly, he is the general manager of The Tilt. Let me just go back. We were talking about, you know, I mean, political stuff and silly things. And by the way, I know Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, and I do believe the lightsaber could just cut right through anything. There's nothing. They cut the alien's head right off. Anyway, but that's a whole nother poll thing. It's not a problem. I get it. So fun stuff, so entertainment, political stuff, business. And maybe, Mike, this has got to be a big thing for you with you guys have got The Tilt, Pigeon, Project Text, and elsewhere. I want to talk about those two, but give me how the entrepreneur can use The Tilt in their business with a brand of some sort.
The same way that we look at The Tilt editorially and we say, you know, it's incredibly important for us to be able to capture the opinions of our audience and sort of elevate the voices of our audience to be a focal point of our storytelling. We know from the jump that smart brands, that innovative brands, that brands that really want to listen to the voices of their consumers or if it's political, their constituents are really ahead of the game when it comes to being able to understand, you know, what is foremost on their minds? What do they think about a new product that you might want to test? What do they think about particular messaging that you're using? So to not take the pulse of your consumers or consumers at large across social or across our site is really kind of a missed opportunity. And we see a lot of smart brands coming to us looking for that insight.
Beautiful stuff. Kyle, can you add anything to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the end of the day, brands want to get closer to the consumers and closer to their potential consumers, their potential customers. And, you know, by asking these questions about what people care about in relation to, you know, brands' products or their marketing, we're able to help a brand in a very organic, natural way get much closer to their consumer, to deepen their engagement in a meaningful way, and also to be able to understand how their consumers feel over time, which for, like Mike alluded to, smart, innovative brands is a very important initiative.
I seriously believe that. I think even in politics, I mean, how better way to hear truly the voice of the young than through a platform like Tilt, consumer social polling experience? I think it's brilliant. Can you, Mike, for a second, give us a little bit on Pigeon? What is Pigeon? And then the other three also.
Yeah, so Pigeon is a fun project that we've been working on. Essentially what it is we wanted to strip away the sort of influencer culture. We wanted to strip away the sort of, you know, larger platform that's given to individuals that have maybe a huge following on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. And we wanted to recognize the people that are contributing the best content. So ultimately what we did, we created a product where anyone can participate, submit content, you know, memes, stories, whatever it's going to be, and the audience decides how far that content spreads, not an algorithm on a social platform. So it's a really interesting exercise in sort of community opinion around the content that deserves the most exposure while stripping away the sort of follower counts that kind of outweigh how much exposure your content might get on any given platform.
Give me about 30 seconds on each project, Text and Elsewhere.
So Elsewhere is an amazing product. It's actually a video meme creator. So we're like a top 100 photo and video app. We've got 150,000 downloads and a 50,000 person wait list for Android. And essentially what we're doing there is really just making it easy and turnkey for young people to be able to create personalized memes and then share those out over Instagram or Twitter or Discord or wherever they want to share it. So it's an original content generator and something that people really genuinely love.
That's beautiful. And how about Project Text?
Project Text is maybe a little bit different. So Project Text is actually a text subscription platform where, you know, well, we founded it because, you know, there's a ton of noise and kind of vitriol on Twitter. And we knew, you know, there's a ton of people that put out really good content on those platforms, but they wanted a closer connection with their audience. So we know that their audience is willing in a lot of instances to financially support the work that any of these hosts are doing. So Project Text is a subscription platform where individuals can subscribe to hosts of kind of any stripe and get text messages every day, insider information, not really the content that they care about. And the interesting twist on that one is that they have the ability to reply via text message to that host and potentially receive a response. So it's sort of a subscription-based one-to-one communication platform, if you will.
It's very cool, guys. Congratulations. I think we have to continue to innovate. And if we don't, then we're stuck with kind of the basics. Remember, what was that? Before Facebook. See, I've already forgotten it. What was that site everybody was using? Not MySpace. It's gone. It's out of my brain. And that's what happens. If you don't innovate, you're going to get stuck. And these are some of the tools that we can all use in our lives and our business. I love this idea about Tilt, thetilt.com and advancealphagroup.com. Mike Donahue and Kyle Lally, thank you guys. Fantastic work. Give it a good work. It's like, this is what we need. Keep it up.
Thanks, Alan.
All right,
guys. Pleasure.
I'll take a little break. My pleasure. And we'll see what else we can rustle up here on Entrepreneur Weekly. Thetilt.com. I'm going there right now. Whether you have a great idea you want to launch or a business you're running that you want to grow, Woman Entrepreneur's powerful Build Like a Woman curriculum of online courses gives you all the tools you need to take your business to the next level. From digital self-paced courses, virtual coaching sessions, and webinars with experts, we power the entire journey, arming women entrepreneurs and leaders with what they need to start, grow, and flourish. Get started today. It's free to start. Enroll now at entrepreneur.com/courses. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/courses.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, don't forget, pick up our Entrepreneur magazine on newsstands everywhere. Check out our website, entrepreneur.com. If you don't know how to spell it, you better learn. It took me a few times. Our next guest is Cameron Mitchell. He is the author of the new book, Yes is the Answer, What is the Question? He goes from being a troubled youth to 39 years in the restaurant business now and over $300 million in combined annual revenue for its food service operations consisting of 60 restaurants. He sold a bunch of restaurants back in 2008 to Ruth Chris for $92 million. This man knows what he's doing, and I think this book will help you to understand just with the name. Yes is the answer. What is the question? Cameron Mitchell, welcome to the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
I have a ton of questions for you. The reason why, to me, this resonated with me when I saw the name of your book. I haven't even got a copy of it yet, but I want to get a copy. This is how I've lived my life. I always felt like that if somebody asked me to do something, no matter what it was, I would go, yeah, I'll do it. I'll try it. And they go, well, have you ever done that before? No, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it everything I have. I will learn how to do it. And if I don't make you happy, don't pay me. I will learn in the process along the way. So when I saw your book, yes is the answer. What is the question? I went, I got to talk to this guy. So maybe we could start. I have a little bit of information on you, but let's talk about the company culture and values. I know you have five cultural pillars and mission statements. And where does it all start with you when somebody wants to go to work for Cameron Mitchell Restaurants? How do you treat them?
Well, first, Alan, when I left my old company, I was running six restaurants and decided to start my own company. And the very first thing I did was write out our company culture and values. I spent about 30 days in my one-bedroom apartment researching and reading and reflecting on my career and drafting and redrafting and so forth. And I wrote up this company culture and values, and I wanted to build a restaurant company based upon that culture and values, and I'm still doing that same thing 26 years later, and that culture I started with and those values are still with us today, and hopefully will be with us and will be with us for many, many more years to come, even after I go up to the big restaurant in the sky. That culture and values will still be here. So it starts with five cultural pillars. So first of all, I want to build a company built by its people for its people. So we celebrate our people. Our associates come first. That's our number one core value. And as CEO of a restaurant company, I say we don't even have a direct relationship with our guests. And most restaurant companies, USA, I'll say the guest comes first, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't. I look at it differently. I say our associates come first. I look at it as a triangular relationship. We take care of our people. Our people take care of our guests, and our guests take care of our company. So our people are the ones that deliver that Cameron Mitchell restaurant experience. They're the ones that have our reputation in their hands. And until they know how much we care about them and how important they are and how valued they are, once they know that, then they'll care and value our guests and take care of our guests. So it's a three-way triangular relationship there. So we start with five cultural pillars, and I believe really any company, I don't care, even a service-based company or any company, should be able to answer these questions. There are five questions, and they should be able to answer the questions, not only be able to answer them, but answer them with conviction and authority. So the first question, I think, any organization has to ask themselves, and that is to say, what do we want to be? And we simply want to be an extraordinary restaurant company. By definition, it's the opposite of ordinary. And you'll see all these pillars are very, very simplistic, and I wanted the whole culture and values to be simplistic and very easily understood, very easily written. So the second pillar is, I think any organization has to ask themselves, how do we define ourselves? Who are we? And we define ourselves as great people delivering genuine hospitality, and that's easily defined. We all know great people in our lives. We don't need to talk about that. Delivering means someone's receiving. Genuine means from the heart. And hospitality is defined as treating guests like we would treat guests in our own home. So we define ourselves as great people delivering genuine hospitality. The third pillar is, what is our mission? Every organization has to have a mission, right? And ours is quite simple. It is to thrive with both cultural and fiscal responsibility. And we define that as it's a 51-49 relationship. As CEO of a restaurant company, I think my number one goal would be to make a profit. And that's not true. Our number one goal is to maintain our culture and values. Hmm. We want to be a restaurant organization that is around for 50, 60, 70, 100 years, long after I'm in the big restaurant in the sky. And the only way we could possibly do that is be a values-driven organization and culture-driven organization. So job number one in our company is to maintain our culture and values. Job number one, I call it a 51-49 relationship, is to make a profit. Not only make a profit, but make a damn good profit. Anybody knows me knows I drive profit hard. We benchmark ourselves against all the publicly held restaurant companies in terms of percent of profit, and we're always in the upper quartile and usually in the upper 10 percentile of all publicly held restaurant companies. So profit is very important to us, but we'll leave a dollar on the table if we have to never sacrifice our culture and values. Mm. And we're close. A perfect example of that is we're closed seven major holidays a year plus Super Bowl Sunday, because I don't want to work on those holidays, and therefore I don't want to ask our people to work. Even though we could make more money on those days. We choose not to because it's part of our cultural pillar. And the fourth pillar is our question is, what is your role? We have now 5,000 what we call associates in the company, and we all have different job descriptions all around the country. We're coast to coast from Beverly Hills to New York City and in between. But all 5,000 of us have the same role in the company, and that is to make raving fans of the five groups of people we do business with. First and foremost is our fellow associates. Secondly is our guests. Third, our purveyors. Fourth, our partners. And fifth, are the community in which we do business. So we believe that to have any interaction with Care Mitchell restaurants, you have to belong to one of those five constituencies. So if we make raving fans of all five groups of those people, we'll make raving fans of our company of everybody we come in contact with.
Right, right, right.
And finally, the fifth pillar is, what is our goal? So we've asked ourselves, you know, what do we want to be? We've asked ourselves, we define who we are. We have our mission. We have our role. And finally, what is our goal? And so our goal is simply to be better today than we were yesterday and better tomorrow than we are today. And what does that mean? So that means two things. One, that we do not accept status quo in our company. We have a culture of change. You cannot be better at something today than you were yesterday and better at something tomorrow than you are today without growing and without improving your processes and getting better at what you do. So that creates that process and that culture of change within an organization. Secondly, it's our insurance policy, right? So if we would all agree that we, Care Mitchell Restaurants is somewhat of a successful restaurant company, we could argue all day long to what degree, but we would all agree we're somewhat successful. So if we apply that to this goal, that means if we're somewhat of a successful restaurant company today, and we're better today than we were yesterday and better tomorrow than we are today, by virtue of that alone, tomorrow we'll be more of a successful restaurant company than we are today. So those are those five pillars that we know and those questions that we have and we ask ourselves, and like I say, that we can answer, and not only answer, we can answer with conviction and authority. And I say, I've said thousands and thousands of times, what does it have to do with great people delivering genuine hospitality? What does it have to do with being better today where you're yesterday or better tomorrow where you're today?
All right, hold it. Let me take a break. Yep. I love it.
Yep.
Man, you were like a fire hose of information,
yeah.
Man.
Well, I just got one more statement on that that I'm done. And that,
all right.
That's simply, that, that's that.
You forgot. You left
no,
the way.
No, I said, what those cultural pillars do, and those questions become the screen by which we measure basically everything we do.
Yeah, the benchmark.
And it has to match up with those five pillars.
I love it.
The end of that.
I love it. You are
okay.
A fire hose, brother. All right, hold tight. We're talking with Cameron Mitchell. His new book, we're going to ask about that on the other side. Yes is the answer. What is the question? This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, I'm Alan Taylor. I've got a full-on fire hose of information. Cameron Mitchell, author of the book, Yes is the Answer. What is the question? Cameron Mitchell Restaurants. You can find his book on the web at yesistheanswerbook.com. Man, you are passionate about what you do. I love it. And you know your stuff inside and out, and that's why it's so easy for you to just fire hose it out like that. Let's talk about the genesis of this book. Where did this come from? And I know it's dangerous to even ask you this, but this whole thing started out with me saying you had a troubled youth. So you can start with either the book and give us the troubled youth or however you want, but I want to know about both in this segment.
Well, the book, first of all, Bill, we can get the book at Amazon.com or also go to our website at CameronMitchell.com. I'd be happy to take care of you that way. But anyways, I wrote the book as a legacy piece for our people and for our company, and to help share what we've learned in our culture and values with lots of other people out there, not only in the hospitality industry, but in the service industry, et cetera. And it's a two-part book, and it's really the Horatio Alger story from my time as a high school dropout. I dropped out of high school my sophomore year, and I was a runaway. I lived away from home for about 5 months, and really a troubled youth. I was into drugs and alcohol and so forth. And it starts there with that story and how that happened through my high school years, and You know, I finished almost last in my class, 592 out of 597 at a 1.05 GPA. Wow. And it takes the reader through the story of my life in the restaurant business the past 39 years and really the trials and tribulations I've been through and really the building of the company and what the company's been through over the past 25 years we've been operating. So that's the first half of the book. And the second half of the book is really about our company culture and values at work and how we put that to work and how that's enabled us to build the restaurant company that we have today across the country.
Mm. You know, I was watching Marcus Lemonis, The Prophet, on CNBC the other night.
Yep, sure.
And, you know, I know Marcus. I've interviewed him a few times, and he's a really great guy. He's a no BS guy, which I happen to love.
Right.
But at the end, he always does something that's unexpected. And last night, what he did was he recognized the value of the employees to this partner that he had bought into this guy's business. He recognized it by saying, you know what? I'm going to give up 10% of my ownership to you guys, to you employees, you associates, as you call them, because they really are my company the same way. And I thought to myself, that is what makes a difference, is that we love to follow a man or a woman with a good heart. And Lemonis has a good heart. No matter what you think of the guy, he's got a good heart because he always proves it with his actions. And I believe, Cameron, that that's what you've done is you've, like you said, this book is a legacy piece. The book is yes is the answer, what is the question? But you've put down all these five cultural pillars, the mission statements. You know, you're in the hospitality business, which is the toughest business in the world, but you values driven. I love what you've done here, and I love how you're making it to where it'll outlast even your life. And, you know, congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so when I sold part of the business in 2008 for $19 million, I gave $5 million of that purchase price to our management team, every single person on our management team. And I shared with them those monies.
That's
and
great.
For our 25-year anniversary, I gave $2.5 million to our leadership team as a thank you for them and our senior director team. And
that's awesome.
You know, I just and our company, about 10% of our company is owned in sweat equity by our people, and they earn that, become partners, and operating partners within the company. So I firmly believe all of that, and I can't speak enough about, you know, our company, our associates come first. Our company is built by its people, for its people, and the results of that are just spectacular.
Mm, I love it. So here's what I want to do. I want to take one more break, and we come back. You're going to be the Professor Cameron Mitchell. And maybe you could teach, no matter what kind of business a person is in, whether it be bookkeeping or bricklaying or hospitality business, there are certain values and company culture. There are certain things that I believe make such a difference, no matter what size business you have. And you are definitely too legit to quit, says MC Hammer. We'll take a little break here. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't forget, pick up our magazine on newsstands everywhere, Entrepreneur Magazine. We'll be right back with more with Cameron Mitchell. Yes is the answer. What is the question? We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our special guest, Cameron Mitchell from Cameron Mitchell Restaurants, author of the book, Yes is the Answer, What is the Question? And you can find that at yesisthanswerbook.com or CameronMitchell.com. Did I hear that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. All right, Professor. I would love to have maybe four things that you can tell business folks, no matter whether they're in business for themselves or work for somebody. Because, like you said, your associates take care of you because you take care of them. So give it to us.
Well, this is great. I'm fresh off. I was speaking actually at Harvard Business School last week. So
nice.
I'm fresh off that that stop. So this is perfect timing. But, you know, when I talk to young entrepreneurs and people that want to get in business all the time, they always ask me, you know, how do you do it? And what are some of the things you want to do? And And one of the things I talk about is great restaurateuring is difficult. If it was easy, everybody would do it. And so, you know, being an entrepreneur is probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. But you have to have an incredible amount of fortitude. You know, never quit. And no matter what the odds are and no matter how desperate you become. But we, you know, and I've been through a lot of scrapes over the years, but my fortitude has got me through it. Secondly, you know, paint your vision, you know, to everybody you can talk to, anybody that will listen to you. You know, I paint our vision all the time and constantly share that vision with everybody I can. Things like integrity. Integrity, I say, takes years to build, days to ruin, you know.
Yeah.
You never can sacrifice your integrity. You live with integrity and truth. When I speak to our organization, they know I'm telling the truth, and they believe every single word I say because my integrity is never in question.
Right.
And, you know, we do everything by the book, you know, and take care of people. And you know, if someone wants to come audit our company, here you go. No problem. I've got nothing to worry about. And that kind of integrity is something that's built over a lifetime, but it has to be done every day, day in and day out, not part-time. You know, hard work. I talk about the value of hard work, and, you know, you have to outwork your competitors. You have to outwork everybody. And, you know, I always say, you know, success is not easy. You have to be willing to pay for it. And we have a culture in our company. It's not written anywhere. It's not taught to anybody. It's just we have a culture of hard work in our company. And people, we have a culture of entrepreneurship. People are hitching, you know, their wagon to our horse. And I always say the more you put into our company, the more you get out of it. So, you know, set your culture and values. Absolutely imperative. You know, it blows me away. Some companies today don't even have a culture, or they put the culture and they set up and they put it up on the wall and they forget about it. We say not only do you have to talk the talk, not only do you have to walk the walk, but I say we run the walk, you know, and it's day in, day out. We preach it constantly every single day all throughout our organization. And, you know, goal setting has been very powerful for me. I have on my desk right now, I'm entering in the fourth quarter of my career, so I have a yellow legal pad on my desk with my fourth quarter goals on it. And, you know, and I share those goals with everybody I can. They know where I'm going and what I want to reach. And then finally, I would say believe. You know, you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else is going to believe in you. So it has to start with you.
Hmm.
Those are some of my tips that I can talk about.
I love it. I love it. Have fortitude. Paint your vision. Have integrity. Take care of your people. Don't be afraid of hard work. Live the culture. Live it. Don't just talk about it. Live it. And believe in yourself. I don't know what more you could tell anybody about not only being in business, but just living life day to day. Very, very Thanks. Good advice. Is all this available in the book? Yes is the
Absolutely.
Answer. What is the question? Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes, it is, Alan. Yes, it is. And I think it's an enjoyable read, and I think people will enjoy it. It's a quick read, too. I wrote it specifically. It could be, you know, read on a flight or on the beach one day or, you know, at home one night, so it's an easy read, and I think the reader would get a lot out of it. Some tidbits, for sure, that they could use in their life.
Well, give the world a little bit of Cameron Mitchell Restaurants. What are some of the restaurants in the last 30 seconds here?
Well, we have Ocean Prime as our national brand. We have 16 locations across the country. It's a luxury, high-end seafood fish or steakhouse. We have 18 other brands and a full-service catering company. We have casual dining. We have Asian. We have a couple different Italian brands. We've got a Southern California cuisine, fine dining, you name it, gastropub, farm-to-table, a lot of different concepts in our portfolio.
Well, thank you very much. I can't wait to get a copy of Yes is the Answer, What is the Question? Cameron Mitchell Restaurants. Cameron, great job. Keep up the good work. I know you're doing a lot of good for a lot of people. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate it.
All right. That's about it for me this week on Entrepreneur Weekly. Check out our website, entrepreneur.com. You'll see a lot of great podcasts there. And pick up an issue of our magazine. You'll learn something. I'm Alan Taylor. See you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.